Hi, it's the Reed here. Don't worry, haven't killed myself yet, but I'm working on it. The son of a bitch behind the counter wanted me to pay $5 for a noose. $5! That's insanity! I just thought I might make the announcement that in temporary absence of the roundup, I will be focusing my efforts on the other podcast I do, the Drudge Report. It's basically the comedy version of the roundup, for those who don't know, and it's very funny. I actually prefer it over the roundup, to be honest. And the reason why I want to do this, and this is a bit of a long-winded explanation, but A, I'm kind of sick of doing the roundup every day. And, you know, often I'll be so drained from the roundup that I just can't be stuffed doing the report, which is, you know, really tragic for me because, you know, the report is something, it's so radically different compared to the roundup. You know, I can focus on the jokes and, you know, experiment with what I want to do. I'm not limited by the news, you know, only my creativity. What an art fag answer. And another thing is that the roundup, currently, it seems like a chore, you know? And it feels like the exact same thing every time. I'm not sure about you, but it's probably because I write every freaking episode, but it just seems like the same thing, you know? There's always the usual doom and gloom statistic, you know, shadow housing or some crap like that. And then, you know, there's some story about how bad central planning is. And, you know, when you've done it for the 100th time, it becomes boring and predictable. At least for me, I'm not sure about you guys. You know, think of it as an artist who spends their life, you know, drawing the same bowl of fruit every day, you know, just with a different bowl. You know, it's the same shit, really, you know. And, you know, it gets really tedious for me. But you also have to understand that, you know, each individual show or episode for me, it's unique, you know. I treat each episode as a completely different thing. I mean, I'm not sure about you guys. Maybe you see it as like, you know, it's just a daily news bulletin. It's just today's news. But to me, you know, I do put in a lot of effort and I treat each episode as its own thing, you know, like it's a big spectacle, if that makes any sense whatsoever. And, you know, when you're producing 5 episodes a week, I mean, it just feels like way too much. I mean, you know, consider this, you know, I've done 130 plus episodes. Imagine if the podcast was a weekly ordeal, you know, that's technically 2 plus years worth of content, you know, within a quarter of that time, if that, you know, so you can imagine how I feel, a little drained, perhaps. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I love the roundup. You know, people may not know, I'm actually obsessed with the roundup, you know, even though I only have an hour to write the script, you know, I put in a lot of effort into the show. And, you know, I listen to episodes on repeat, like I'm obsessed, probably more so with my voice than the content, but, you know, there's just some jokes, some zingers there, which are just classics. And, you know, that's really why I love doing the show. So I can listen back and go, you know, at what point did I really captivate the audience, the listener, you know, at what point did I kind of make him think, holy shit, that was fucking amazing. I swore. Hello. and mind you, Mr. Listener, or maybe you're a missus, who knows, I don't get paid for any of this, you know, which can be discouraging, but, you know, I guess you do what you love. You know, to me, comedy and kind of, you know, my passion for media has been the aspects of my life that haven't quite died off yet, you know, so to speak. You know, everything else has seemed to be somewhat temporary, you know, my pursuit for health and, you know, fitness and stuff. That lasts for about 2 weeks, and then after it, like, I'm stuff it, I'm gonna have some cereal, and, you know, I just don't care anymore. You know, I mean, I love cooking, I love learning, that kind of thing, but it doesn't suffice my attention. You know, they're very up and down. Sometimes I'm feeling it, sometimes I'm not, who cares? But, you know, the passion for media and comedy is kind of, it's something that's really stayed with me throughout my whole life. You know, I played music for a very long time, and yet now I just don't care anymore. You know, I feel like I've experienced that, but to me, this kind of thing, there's still a lot more I can do, and I feel there's a lot more I can improve on and get out of it, essentially, before I, you know, move on to, you know, knitting or crochet. Crochet's not a thing. No one does crochet. Is that even a word? Who knows, man? Who knows? Talking about money, maybe you'd like to sponsor. Sorry, this is a stupid thing I wrote on the script. No, it's weird because I've been listening to a lot of Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, old-time comedy from the 1960s and 50s, and I love it to bits. I only just discovered it. And it's weird because they have ads on smoking. Chesterfield, best for you. Chesterfield, yeah, sorry. There's a brand called Chesterfield, and it's weird. It's weird how it's been immortalized. within that period, you know, and that ad's going to be there forever, essentially. And I was just thinking, yeah, sponsorships, like, there was a radio show called Get This, and you remember, you know, brands such as, you know, the Nissan Navara, which was like a car in Australia, and a Porto, for example, just because of these shows, which, you know, timeless classics. Anyway, small tidbit there. So instead, I've decided that I'm going to be doing the Drudge Report instead of the Roundup for the time being. And it will be coming out at the same time as the Roundup. So, you know, nothing to worry about. I've actually timed the Roundups to come out at around 8 to 9 p.m. New York time. What time? Yeah, so I have to wait. That's about 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, 10 to 9 in the morning for me. So, yeah, I wake up quite early to do the shows. And don't worry, I haven't given up on the Roundup yet. I just think I need an extended break, you know, try something different and fresh, because, you know, it's like, this is why I'm afraid of commitment, because I can't do it. You know, I don't know how people, you know, how they stay married for, you know, 1 year. I mean, I'm over a girl in, you know, 5 minutes, you know, I've seen her face, whatever, you know, I'm done, you know, I'm done. I'm ready to move on at that point. So if you haven't checked out the Drudge Report yet, what a crappy name, but it sticks. It doesn't stick. What am I talking about? You can find the show by typing Drudge Report, that's Drudge Report, into iTunes or Google, or even YouTube, as you can check episodes, or catch episodes, as I've written, on YouTube at user Drudge Report. And please subscribe if you haven't. I really do love it. It's something, I just love doing it. Maybe it's because it's so different from the Roundup, but it's just, it feels fresh, you know? It's just, and I go through the news stories anyway, so, you know, you're not really missing out on much. Benank's an asshole. However, the good news, if that's how you want to put it, I mean, I'm not really stopping. It's just, you know, the Roundup. The good news is that I'm going to be focusing on other finance-related stuff. So, you know, like the Ben Benank video, and maybe some even more explanation videos. My global debt crisis video, which was the kind of the thing that started this all. I think I might be doing some of that. Who knows? Also, another important thing. Not really important. It's more an ego boost. Please send your feedback. I really can't tell you how much it means when I do get feedback. I remember when I got my first YouTube comment. Lost my shit. You can contact me at thefinancialreality@gmail.com. That's thefinancialreality@gmail.com. Obviously one word. Or you can head down to my website, www.thefinancialreality.com, where I write some pretty disturbing love poetry. Please don't read that. But yeah, you can contact me there. Maybe you want to tell me how to do my job. Suggestions. Maybe some fan mail. God, I would love some fan mail. of the zero fan mail I receive. I'm also single for any of the cute babes out there. The desperation seeps through. Send in your questions. Maybe we can even do a Q&A episode of the three people who care. Please donate at my website. No one ever does. No one donates. I've had very few donations in my time. And in fact, there's this one woman who's donated a couple times over the 10-month period. I think it was twice, actually. I probably shouldn't say her name, but her last name starts with W and her first name starts with R. Just like to recognize you. Thank you very much. I was going to send you, because here's the thing, I write thank you poetry. Actually, I write really dirty love poetry to the women. It's just, oh my God. I don't know why. Like, it's just, it's really disturbing, but it's just like, because I can. But the problem is with Mrs. W, her email was invalid, so I couldn't send it. But I posted it on the blog anyway, so it's all good. Everyone gets to share the love. So who knows what's up with that. That's that. A lot of words from an insignificant man. Talk about a short break, but the reader's back, baby! Only in Drudge Report form. So, until next time, thank you for listening.